Welcome to the award-winning Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, covering metaphysics, ETs, shamanism, and channeling. Here you will find spiritual inspiration from today's thought leaders, along with cutting-edge insights from our interstellar brothers and sisters and ancient shamanic wisdom. Now, here's a new episode of Dare to Dream with your host, Debbie Dashinger.
Welcome to Dare to Dream, where the extraordinary isn't fiction. It's the conversation. Geraldine Orozco is here, and in the next hour, you're going to learn how epigenetics, contact, and consciousness engineering converge to rewrite trauma, restore sovereignty, and unlock human potential. Stay, because we are trading fluff for frameworks, real tools, case-level insights, and step-by-step protocols that you can use today. And if you'd like to learn more about her, go to Geraldine Orozco, that's Orozco.com. Geraldine, welcome back to Dare to Dream. It's so great to have you.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you so much for having me. It's a joy to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Absolutely. I'm going to jump in, and I would like to ask you here at the get-go, are you today currently in contact with extraterrestrial or non-terrestrial beings? And if so, what is their role or their relationship in your life?
Thank you for that question. So I have had many invitations to connect with different species of many different kinds, Arcturians, Pleiadians, especially when I was just waking up. But what I have noticed is that what we are engaging with is high-level consciousness in the field that is a resonance to our DNA. And as I evolved, as I changed, as I healed many parts of myself and accessed new levels of understanding, the connection to these beings would change. And you can also see what the exchange is. There's always an exchange with these beings. And now what I have understood is that we are all and nothing simultaneously. So we are all these beings and they are us. And my connection, what I work with, is directly with Source. I channel Source, I connect with Source, I anchor that, and I connect to the infinite field for all kinds of information. It's not just about specific species or beings, but really I love to look at the bigger picture of the construct of our reality and our many fractals that we exist in many dimensions. So that's what I mostly connect to now.
That's amazing. I didn't know that about you, and I love that you just plug in and you can get that connection, you can get that conversation. I do know that's available to all of us. The fact that you are using that on a consistent basis, are there things in particular that you like to go to the source energy for, to ask for guidance, direction, wisdom, insight on?
Yeah, I really love that question, because I think we have a conception that guidance is something that is maybe a compartmentalized aspect of our reality and of our everyday life. You know, maybe only when we need something we connect, or only when we're searching for something. I really love to invite the idea of meditation as kind of a state of being. We want to be in connection to the divine all the time. And in order to do that, live in constant states of intuitive and divine guidance. And I really try to practice that. And what I've learned as a result of that is that actually everything is communicating with us all the time. Nature, plants, animals, constant giving messages. I will connect with birds. Birds will come up. I will understand what the message is. I will connect with sun, clouds, how clouds are moving, stars in the sky. Sometimes we see some light ships or whatever it is. There's always constant communication. And even with our everyday life experiences, there's messages. And when we're dormant and disconnected, we miss those important communications. So I really invite to think of disconnectedness to be continuous. When you drop in frequency and you fall back asleep into an unconscious state, that's when you start having the law of accident, which will be events that will wake you up and force you to go back into that divine connection. So I always invite, have the consistent connection.
That's an amazing thing you just said, the law of accident. Is that correct?
Yes.
That is great. It's like the law of reminder. Hello. When you come here, this is what works. When you spend time with me, which of course we are source, when we go back to that reconnection to that which we are already, that there is peace there, there is knowing there, there's understanding, the path unfolds. And that's beautiful how you express that. You've been on the podcast before, Geraldine, and so folks can listen to your previous interview and the things we discussed back then. Will you give folks who may be new to you or revisiting you on this show just a very quick rundown of your story, your connection with the cosmos, so they understand?
Yeah, I'm a lifelong contactee. I've been having experiences since I was maybe 5 years old, earliest memories. In 2013, I went to a really deep retreat where I began to meditating maybe up to 9 hours a day. It was just 4 months of deep diving into the core of my beliefs and kind of unpacking that. And basically, I designed my healing modality, DNA reprogramming, based on what I discovered by going into my deep, deep subconscious emotional programming. And in October of 2013, one night I was taken on board a craft, a light craft of beings that have invited me. And this completely broke my paradigm because even though I've had contact, I didn't know the concept of aliens or ETs or these kinds of beings. To me, they were just light beings. They were maybe angelic beings, was the closest thing that I could name them at the time. So I was completely stunned. I was taken to the Pleiades, to the planet Maya, and I was told that I was Pleiadian many lifetimes. And I was shown those lives. I was shown what I did there. And I was also downloaded massive amounts of information about our connection, our holographic connection to these beings ancestrally. As a result of that experience, I activated psychic abilities, and the psychic abilities were so powerful that essentially I could hear my neighbor four houses down having conversations and feeling their emotions. And it took several months for me to integrate that and learn how to master the use of that kind of intuition. And essentially, in 2017, I went into hypnotherapy and I began to regress and channel information. Essentially, I was shown the universe and I was shown DNA as a holographic construct of bioelectrical memory. And I was essentially shown how that memory system is storing our experiences, how epigenetically we can affect those memories and work on changing our vibrational signature many lifetimes to lifetimes. So I was completely re-educated from everything I had known before that. I've never read books about these topics before or studied these topics, biology, or any of these topics in depth. So as a result of that, I decided to go back to school and learn how does our mind function? What is hypnotherapy? How do we access this field of memories? How can I talk about Anunnaki beings without ever having heard that name before? And so much more, and so that led me to basically build my practice. And I'm a clinical hypnotherapist and epigenetic psychotherapist. And I research the connection between DNA and somatic trauma, how it's kept and stored in the body, how we can open that up, and essentially working on ascension. My primary goal is to teach how to master life force in a way to work with our soul evolution. So that's the kind of short resume of what has happened. Yeah.
So cool to hear you talk about Maya. I personally have one past life slash concurrent life, but it was where everything opened up for me around extraterrestrials, and I didn't believe in the subject. I thought people were cuckoo anytime they talked about it, and I was deeply spiritual, but there was a lot of people talking about it, and I just thought, oh God, please, really, I was a big eye roller. But I had a couple of very profound experiences, and somebody said, let me help you, let's give you some regressions. And in one of them, I saw myself as over 7 feet tall. I was extremely skinny, And I was the leader of the Mayan, a priestess of the Mayan people living in a temple. She was like nobody I'd ever met before. And I was so taken with her and how she created massively, easily, effortlessly. I wanted to know before I left her about her abilities. And she just looked at me and telepathically, this aspect of me said, I'm not from here. I'm from another galaxy. And this is many years ago, but it really opened up my world at that time to shamanism, to the indigenous, to the extraterrestrials in a big way. And that's where my heart still is. And people have very often said to me, do you know where she was from? Now, I really don't, but I have always guessed it was Maya.
Wow, that is incredible.
That is such a indigenous planet. It's where many of the shamans come from. And that is so deeply connected to my heart. So yes, I don't know if they have beings who are over 7 feet tall and uber skinny, but that was my deep connection, was she was Mayan, but the indication was the M-A-I-A, the Maya planet from the Pleiades. So it's so beautiful to hear you mention that, because I don't hear that mentioned very much.
That's amazing, Debbie. And I can tell you and confirm from my personal experience that all the beings are 7 feet tall. The beings that came to me were 7 feet tall, tall, skinny beings as well. I don't know if they're the same. We'll have to compare notes later. But I myself was one of those beings as well. I was too. I was once a man, an old man with long white hair, being very slim. And another one is a female, very long, tall, slim female, 7 foot tall. And they were both from the planet Maya. And yes, I can tell you that it's a very shamanically structured society, which is based on the evolution of instant creation in connection with really high intentional co-creation. So amazing to hear you say that, you know.
Thank you for that confirmation. That's huge, really big. I appreciate knowing that. And that feels just very connected, very right to me. Mm-hmm. And I loved how you talked about DNA and the bioelectrical markers. Can you break that down a little bit?
Yeah, so it turns out that our human body, from the perspective that we are holographic, we are essentially holographic systems, and this construct of reality is also holographic, but everything is a projection from DNA, the blueprint of DNA. Our physical bodies are a 2% protein writing system that creates this physical body and all of its beautiful complexities. But DNA is much vaster. And in the holographic aspect of DNA, and what obviously biology has previously spoken of as junk DNA, now with the new science and physics and biology coming out, particularly by Dr. Michael Levin, who is one of the most groundbreaking biologists talking about the morphogenetic field, he has allowed us to understand that these systems of genetic data that we have within us are storing memory, and the way that the memory is stored within the field of the body through the morphogenetic field is bioelectrical. Now, that scientific aspect is fantastic, because for years and centuries, we know that ancient mystery schools talk about the bioelectricity, the transduction process of the body, and how in our body we hold this transductive energy system that, because it's a toroidal energy system, when we spin and we move that energy fluidly through the body, it becomes highly conductive, highly bioelectrical. And essentially, we are aligning our body alchemically into the charge of pure gold. Gold is one of the highest conductivity metals that exist. And so we are learning how to essentially transmute lower form frequency and energy into higher conductivity. That means that you're opening up blocked energy in each of the chakra bodies. The chakra bodies are toroidal fields, and they hold in the energy points of the energy system blocked energy. So we can open that up. And essentially, that is how the toroidal system begins to flow fluidly. the more conductive you become, the more you have access to higher faculties, your intuition, telepathy, remote viewing, self-healing capacities. These are all basic tools that are extremely important for humanity to learn how to cultivate and master. And these are things that were taught in ancient mystery schools, but were hidden. Hidden by religion, hidden by the structures of social engineering in order to maintain certain systems of control. And what is being controlled essentially is DNA. There is a very powerful eugenics system in this world that is existing, that is primarily targeting genetic bloodlines that hold within it high-level consciousness. In the same way that trauma is passed down 20 generations and even more down through our DNA, we are also passing down memories of our starseed lineages, memory of advanced abilities, like psychic abilities that run down families. And of course, American Indians and all the ancient cultures around the world talked about this as the bloodline, the waters of life, holding the keys to ascension, holding the keys to liberation, and the ability to walk consciously in dream state. So the more that the human becomes highly bioelectrical, highly conductive, it's what modern spirituality, you kind of call it high vibration. But the actual biological aspect of that is a regulated nervous system. It is the biochemical system coming into regulation in order for us to move life force bioelectrically through the body. So I can break that down more if you like, but essentially it's one of the keys to optimum health. If we learn how to maintain a regulated nervous system and produce conductivity in the body, we literally come back into harmonic order. And that's exactly what the whole purpose of my work is. We want to return back into that connection with natural order so that we can intuitively connect with what the universe is communicating to us, because you are micro universes. And within your body, you have all of this incredible access to the field of advanced knowledge that is available to humanity freely.
Powerful, really powerful. Along the lines of what you were sharing of what runs in our bloodlines, is this like the connection that the Anunnakis have with the Jewish people? Because I understand that I was born Jewish, but that there's a lot of Anunnaki genetics, but some kind of deep connection or descendants from, and that's part of, well, it's part of the genocide that people have a subconscious not knowing or understanding through awareness of what's going on, but that they have this experience with Jewish people of accepting them and then wanting basically to kill them or run them out of town. Is this the kind of thing you're referring to, or is it something else?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting because I was shown in my hypnotherapy how essentially humanity was seated on this planet. And one of the things I was shown was that from the descendants of the Anunnaki branched out three main bloodlines, one being Pleiadians, another being Reptilians, and the third being what was named to me the Jewish bloodline, coincidentally. And they were the direct descendants of the Anunnakis. Mm-hmm. They were also the builders of the matrix. They were the ones that structured reality. They were deeply connected to the earth grids. They were connected to the energy systems of the planet, minerals, managing all of the energies, the main energies of the physical system. And when these ancient bloodlines that had the wisdom of how to alchemize life force came into power, you know, obviously there were several issues with that because control was became very difficult, and therefore began a kind of eugenics program, because what is being eliminated is bloodlines. That's the whole purpose of a lot of the control in our world. The entire backbone of the designs of social engineering in our world are to eliminate specific bloodlines that are descendants. Now, there was also a branch from which, of course, all of these bloodlines mixed. And we are a product of all of that. So we have all of that in our DNA. We are all holding these bloodlines, all of them. And even more, as we have evolved through the generations, because many other species were then also later created, which are in our DNA. And it makes us more valuable. I guess the more hybrid you are, the more evolved you are, the more lifetimes you have had on this planet specifically. And your DNA is a portal to these bloodlines. What does that mean? That through the DNA, you can connect all of this history of this species, which is an incredible, valuable library of advanced consciousness that, you know, is just incredibly important. And the combination of these bloodlines provides to create humans that are very powerful. They have very special gifts. We have advanced abilities. We have healing capacity. I mean, you know, humanity is very, very special. But essentially, the eugenics went to essentially control bloodlines that were holding higher octave vibrational frequency that knew and taught and learned and passed down to generations the secrets of creating a highly conductive bloodline. In addition to that, we have the Christ consciousness, which doesn't really have anything to do with the concept of Jesus Christ and the religion formed around that concept. It's way before that. Christ consciousness being essentially a high octave bloodline, okay, which is intuitive, which had all the capacities activated in them. They were telepathic. They could do self-healing. They could move telekinesis. They could bilocate. All of these abilities were available to them. And we have had those civilizations on this planet many times that we've reached civilizations in which all of us had those capacities. So these bloodlines gently were being parsed out because, you know, the more you have that level of power, you need to kind of control that according to the dualistic nature of this dimension. Now, I want to say that because a lot of people hear these things and they start to fall into victim mindset saying, oh my gosh, I'm one of these targeted bloodlines. But that is not what this information is for. The information is to understand what are the subconscious traits that are enslaving ourselves through our ignorance about who we really are. We are actually highly activated, highly powerful creators. And so we are simply recovering that memory so that we can bring back, anchor into the bloodline, this capacity that we are all able to. And right now we're going through a very special time as we enter into period 9, where this veil has thinned because of the vibrational frequency that we're experiencing collectively. So all of humanity is coming back, and that's why there are the kind of wars that there are in the world right now. Many kinds of silent wars in addition to the horrific wars that are happening in the world, because we need to wake up consciousness and remember, you know, who we really are, and essentially practice and reawaken those abilities. It is imperative. It's going to be your new survival toolkit. So before, survival was like fear, intimidation, control, scarcity. Now it's intuition. Now it's, you need to be discerning. You need to be connected. You need to heal yourself. You need to learn how to heal yourself. As soon as you start feeling sick, alchemize immediately that illness out of the body. So these are tools, and these are sacred initiation practices that we've practiced for many centuries. And so the bloodlines that have come down, there are many species, especially the older ancient races. And I think what's going to come out in the next couple of years, which I was shown, is that the out of Africa concept is not the only one. We actually have many origin points around the world. We have many ancient civilizations that we're going to just learn about, that our human race is much older than we thought it was. We have an entire discovery in South America, for example, that will just come out to play. You will learn about civilizations you never heard before, and you will understand the depths and the complexity of the human history. You'll also understand why DNA is targeted the way it is. Certain bloodlines, blood types are targeted. And the reason why certain blood types exist is as a result of the reallocation of life force on the earth. The earth, it's an energy grid. And so we are born in the places energetically and historically holding and anchoring specific wisdom to help heal these generational energy systems. So our blood type is very important, plays an important role in this kind of ascension vibrational frequency process. Mm-hmm. And just to end, I can say so much more about this, but I'm going to kind of curtail a little bit. But certain other bloodlines as well are targeted through pharmaceuticals. And I talk a lot about these in a lot of my other presentations. But essentially, pharmaceuticals, food, drugs, alcohol that are targeted to certain groups, racial groups, are not just a random thing. These are by design. And if we look at history and what has been done, eugenic agendas in order to limit the co-creation of certain bloodlines, there's a lot of history there, unfortunately. So again, I don't share these things to cause anger or fear or frustration, but to understand the value of your DNA and also maintaining the health of DNA, which is based on epigenetically your surroundings and the things that you're, you know, putting into the body. So I'll end there.
Yeah. Beautiful. I think that that is a message of hope. I find that very empowering, what I'm hearing. And I love hearing that. And that was a beautiful breakdown as well. So taking that a little further, your connection with the cosmos and this biophysical architecture map, if you had to sketch the body's consciousness circuit, like meridians, fascia, biofield, chakras, where do hybrid program imprints lodge first? What's the fastest interrupt pattern?
Interrupt pattern?
Yeah, interrupt pattern.
Okay.
Where do they lodge?
Well, you know, honestly, it's in every aspect. Why? Because every part of your body has layers of frequency. This human body is a multidimensional body that is a self-organizing intelligence, from lowest frequency to highest frequency. Okay, so we think of the root chakra managing and processing more dense frequency information. And the first three chakras are absolutely what manage the physical experience. Everything, your thoughts, emotions, interactions, actions, intentions are all managed from these three energy systems right here. Mm-hmm. So this lower dantian, when it's integrated, when you heal your trauma, which goes all the way down ancestral trauma, and you stop repeating those programs, you now enter into another octave. But frequency, that's where you start to access your starseed history. Why? Because our ancestral lineages are passed down through the generations in the same way, again, that trauma is passed down to generations. I have been doing a lot of research on this by working with families, whole families that have contact, and hypnotizing each of those members. And I mean, I have like four or five major ones that are just unbelievable, in which the grandma, grandpa, mother, father, you know, daughter, and then children, which were all hypnotized, all are saying the same. They're reliving in the same planet, like you and I and Maya. They're reliving and connecting with the same beings. They're connecting to the same level of consciousness. And it's all encoded in the subconscious mind. And all these families were instructed not to talk about it, not to connect, not to share. And they weren't given their recordings till after this entire, you know, experiment to try to understand what's happening. And so what I've learned is that our contact experience and our starseed memory, it's lodged within the subconscious mind. It's in the field, and it's in every field, not just one layer of the body. Why? Because it's organized by frequency. Why? Because different species also maintain collective frequency groups. And so, you know, we can talk about the most obvious, let's say, draconian bloodlines, which are pretty dense, pretty low, you know, and then you can talk about more like non-physical beings that are etheric. Those are very high. In fact, the less form these species take, the higher the vibrational frequency they hold. And so you begin to see the spectrum of frequency and also the ancestral traumas that needs to be healed archetypally. Because in addition to each race having a self-organized frequency system, they also have major archetypes that they hold, archetypal memory. So we are evolving through a certain archetype, and we have sub-archetypes that we're also healing through us. And each of the chakra systems are holding those kinds of archetypes that connect to these star systems. Remember that the body is a fractal of the universe. It's a fractal of the solar system. So we have each of the planets of our own solar system in the body, portals to that. And the sun functions as a portal as well, which is deeply connected to our plasma and our DNA. So, for example, when we have a severe disconnect to the sun or a severe disconnect to these planetary systems, the body suffers and we go through pretty difficult transitions. So there's a certain universal astrology, essentially, that we're kind of learning to uncover. It's a very profound, deep psychology of what is holding the memories of the things that we have access to. So we access these starseed memories through dream states. And we begin to, and we're traveling in them every night. When we are sleeping, you are always traveling many dimensions. Whether you remember your dreams or not, whether they're extremely abstract or not, this is the point of where you access them. Now, also, the crown chakra is the portal to the higher self. So what I've noticed is that even though embedded within the multidimensional body, through all the layers of this body, they seem to integrate at the crown, which is the higher self. This is the DNA of the earth. It's the connection of all the memory systems of your ancestral lineages on earth. I've also noticed that different groups, different, let's say, racial groups, they connect to specific starseed lineages more than others. For example, American Indians connect a lot. For example, the Hopi connecting to the Pleiadians, mm-hmm. right? And people too, seen that a lot. And so, you know, these kinds of bloodlines.
That makes sense.
Yeah, these bloodlines by groups, they're really recovering those memories through their ancestry. So I hope, does that answer the question?
Yeah, it's so compelling. This is so beautiful. And I love this conversation. I love this information. Thank you for really bringing it. How do we consent regarding contact or establish no consent? So if we establish energetic informed consent with non-human intelligences, what are the boundary protocols, verbal, somatic, geometric, and how would those work potentially with very pleasant experiences, many of which you're naming, but also under high strangeness circumstances?
Yeah. So something I have to make clear, because I'm working already maybe 15 years with contactees through my support group. So I've heard just about everything, I think, you know, and so a lot of the trauma that people are incurring are actually by the military. Okay, so this takes us to another little bit darker topic, and we have to talk about it because it's essential for you to understand how to transcend it. There is a major interest from the military that it transcends your ideas of just military abductions, of someone just taking you underground to a base. Right. There's also psychic manipulation, and there is also a coupling into the morphogenetic field. Where we are also being somehow parasitized psychically, okay? And there's many ways to do that, many ways that is done, not only through television and media and social media and all of these disturbances to your magnetic field, which destruct the strength of your field over time, but you have no cultivation of your life force, and essentially your life force is just constantly draining centrifugally, you know, through the body. And so when that happens, you weaken your field and you become very easily targeted for parasitism, especially and mostly when you are someone that has a DNA lineage that is super highly active and conductive. Why? Because you cannot avoid that. That's something that radiates from your system, whether you like it, whether you're sleeping, you're unconscious, you have high vibration DNA, meaning that you have the capacity to access high dimensional consciousness and intuitive capacities. That's programmed within you. You can't ignore that and you can't take that away from someone. You can lessen it and numb it down. But for that reason, this field that is created by these people is targeted in this way. And so a lot of people that open up their awareness, they begin to feel these parasitic exchanges with the government and also parasitic beings. Okay, so in the same way that there's beautiful beings of light, there's very parasitic beings. So in my humble opinion, none of this is right or wrong. And how you create your sovereignty is by educating yourself on becoming a master of your life force and embodying free will. We need to learn how to embody free will. What is your free will based on? It's based on your subconscious mind. If in your subconscious mind you have parasitism in your bloodline for many generations where no one has been able to stand up for themselves, no one has been able to use their energy, no one has learned how to own their space, create healthy boundaries, we need to deprogram those belief systems very proactively. So this is where you start to learn that contact is not just about lights in the sky and having incredible experiences. It's a spiritual evolution process because the activation of your DNA is the awareness of everything. And you cannot hide from the shadows that are in our subconscious mind. So it's the invitation to learn how to master that. And that being said, what happens is that you can learn to cloak yourself energetically. And I'm not speaking just randomly. This is what I have done in my own life because I've experienced the parasitism myself. As a result of that parasitic experiences, you learn how to expand your field. You learn how to cloak your field. And there's something called body of glass that you can learn how to dematerialize the body to become pure light. And in that way, you become invisible. But if in your body, you cannot dematerialize a body that has a constant state of fear or anger or resentment, you cannot, because that's a very low density emotions. So you have to heal those emotions and clear them out. So this same model is the same for these governmental attacks as it is for parasites in higher dimensional planes. So this kind of education is something that all the shamans have learned for centuries and centuries on how to anchor the energy in the body. And that way, walk in dream state in a way where you are in the zero point. The zero point is the point of non-judgmental observation. As soon as you apply a meaning to something, as soon as you judge something, you are putting tremendous intentional energy in the direction of something. And energetic cords are happening because we are experiencing entanglement every moment. And your consciousness and your attention will dictate where your entanglement is mostly saturated. So majority of people walk around with all kinds of cords, connections, the leaking of their life force, which, by the way, the other aspect is through the sexual body. And it's the manipulation of sexual energy is one of the most powerful ways to enslave our human race. So we have the hybridization program, for example, which can be extremely parasitic if you are not understanding how to work with those energies. Okay. The third thing I will say is to break contractual agreements. Your vibrational signature is an agreement. Every time that you feel fear, when you enter these experiences, you lower your frequency and you will not remember, but you will continue having parasitic experiences. So that's why we have to wake up consciousness, be okay with seeing things as they are, and proactively working with breaking those contractual agreements with things that we don't need. And again, I hope that this is an empowering education for you to understand, to take free will and awareness of what you're doing and creating, because ultimately we are creating everything. There is no victims in this planetary system. And also, everything is in harmonic order. And that's really hard for a lot of people to understand. But we need the dark as much as the light. We just have to learn how to master these energies and work with them in a way that we can stay always with the all, you know.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick pause, my friends. I want to invite you a little deeper into this work. And when we come back, we're going to have Geraldine take us through a brief, but I'm sure very powerful process. I've got something special for you. You can get free access to a starseed video and report to discover your galactic origins. Go to debbiedashinger.com/starseed. That's Debbie with an I and Dachinger with a C, debbiedashinger.com/starseed. And if you are ready for profound personal transformation, join my next monthly galactic shamanic healing. I do these every month. They're 90 minutes and they're powerful clearings, activations, soul alignments. This month is going to be very powerful. I'm excited because we're also coinciding with the new moon, which is a time of letting go. So sign up at debbiedashinger.com/healing. And a little announcement of excitement here. Both Geraldine and I will be presenters, speakers, aboard the cruise, the celebrity cruise line going to Greece and Turkey. This is a mystery school at sea. Very excited. It's going to happen March 2026. If you would like to join us, go to mysteryschoolatsea.com. Cabins are booking up. I believe the cutoff is December 8th, and you definitely want to get your deposit in there. Laura Eisenhower will be aboard. Geraldine Orozco will be aboard. Debbie Solaris, Vivian Chavez, me, Neil Gar, etc. It's like beautiful time, a beautiful vacation, but also we get to explore the mystery schools. And finally, if this conversation means something to you, hype the videos. It helps. Your support by subscribing, by liking, by commenting really helps us reach way more starseeds and lightworkers all around the globe. So feel free to support us by being my community. And the first 7 days this video comes out, after I publish it, you have the option to hype it on YouTube. And viewers can hype the video for free for up to 3 times a week. Please do it. Okay, and with that, I am bringing Geraldine Orozco back to the screen. And Geraldine, I was originally going to ask you for some kind of short daily sequence, and then you mentioned this cloaking. I don't know if that's something that could be done briefly, but I also want to leave it in your capable, very sensitive hands. What would be a wonderful takeaway for us to receive from you?
Thank you. You know, I'd love to share with you, I created a very short but powerful technique to master your life force immediately. And it's something called GPAC. It's grounding, protecting, aligning, and co-creating. And what we're working with essentially is we're learning how to connect to Mother Earth, the Earth. We are a fractal of Earth. We're a continuum of Earth. And when we disconnect from Earth, we come out of natural order, harmonic order. So simply grounding yourself down to the center of the Earth. Second is protection, which is essentially, it's not protection from evil or something bad, but rather owning your space. So you visualize that you are inside of a sphere. And this sphere is completely solid with no holes, because most of the time people don't remember the back of the body. And the back of the body is the divine feminine. It is the subconscious mind. And so we need to bring all of our awareness to the whole system, the whole energy body. And so imagine that you are inside a bubble, completely enclosed inside.
Do you want us to close our eyes or?
Yeah, I can. You know, let me explain the steps first.
Sure.
And I'll really briefly take you through it. And then alignment, which is essentially working with the chakra system, and we can open and close our chakras. We can expand and contract them based on how we want to change our perception. So if our root chakra is wide open, you're going to be in survival and you're going to be seeing red, as they say, all the time, right? So you can learn how to master your energy system, opening your heart, your throat, and your third eye. So you will do that. And finally, co-creation, which is your crown chakra, which is your higher self. So if you take your attention and see the world from up here rather than from the lower chakras, you will change your perception of how you're co-creating. So let me walk you through it really quickly and you can kind of see what it's like. So go ahead and close your eyes. Inhale deeply. And you're just going to visualize that you are having a bodysuit, an energetic bodysuit made out of anything that is unbreakable, connecting to your shoulders, your waist, your hip, your pelvic bone, all the way down to the center of the earth. And go ahead and visualize that you're anchoring yourself at the center core of the planet. You can visualize the center of the core of the planet as anything that feels real to you. Now Take your time making that cord really nice and thick. A lot of people like to make really thin cords and then they only go halfway down. So make sure you're taking that all the way down and anchor yourself at the center core. Okay. What this does is it brings you into the present moment. It brings your brain into alpha state. And it also helps you make decisions without fear, without anxiety. Taking a nice deep breath here. If you maintain the entire day with constant awareness of your grounding cord, you will immediately be in the present moment. Now let's go into protection. I want you to visualize yourself inside of a sphere, 360 degrees all around you, above you, below you, front to back, side to side. And you are going to notice that wherever it's more difficult for you to visualize, those are the parts of your subconscious mind that are completely unconscious and disconnected. So go ahead and visualize the entire sphere you're going to create around you, solid with no openings, no holes. Go ahead and seal all of those holes, all those tears. You'll feel your energy coming back to you, feeling more collected, more grounded, more calm, more peaceful. And you can control everything that's inside of this bubble. Outside of you, we cannot control. So this is what we're going to focus our attention. And finally, let's work with our chakra bodies. In the root, I want you to open your chakra front and back. The chakras are toroidal system and energy systems, or vortices that create toroidal fields. You're going to shrink the root chakra down to the size of a dime. So just notice how that feels. You're going to feel your entire bioelectrical system going down to zero. Okay, now you can open it back up 6 inches wide. That's balanced state. Go up into the sacral chakra. Go ahead and open it 6 inches wide into balanced state. And go up into the solar plexus, into balanced state. Breathing. Notice that your chakra may have been outside of the body. It may have been maybe super expanded, or maybe it was completely contracted and blocked. So you are moving the energy here. You're going to go up into your heart chakra, and I want you to expand your chakra at least 3 feet wide around your body, front and back. You're going to go up into the throat chakra. Go ahead and expand your chakra 3 feet wide around your body. Opening the center of communication, expression, and balance. You're going to go up into the third eye and you're going to expand it 3 feet wide around you, opening your center of intuition. Okay, front and back. And finally, you're going to go up into your crown, expanding your center of co-creation. And normally here, I work with you one-on-one to select the frequency that is your higher self, but you can use your intuition or you can use gold light into the crown, setting the intention that our career, family, relationships, love, health, vitality, sexual energy, creative life force, and our purpose is in alignment with the higher self. Okay, and now you can activate the higher chakras, 9 to 24. You can take your time. and activate these higher chakras all the way up to the 24th. Above you is source. You're going to anchor that source light down into your body, down through the heart, down through the perineum, and anchor into the center of the earth. And so you're going to feel a pillar of white light through your body, which you can expand and contract as needed, solidifying your energy system. Now, I want you to open your eyes, and with your eyes open, I want you to continue to see your grounding core that you created, your bubble around you. I want you to continue to see all your chakras all the way up to the 24th with your eyes open. And so this is how you are cultivating and training your multidimensional vision, which I invite you to do every morning before you start your day and maintain that throughout your whatever you're doing. Okay, excellent. You guys did great. So thank you so much, and I hope that this helps.
Ooh, that was really nice. It was so beautiful. I mean, first, I always love connecting with the earth. And then the bubble was very joyous and super interesting when you had us contract the root chakra down to something very tiny. Yeah. That was a really interesting experience. And then bringing it back to the 6 inches and going all the way up. Amazing. Amazing how fast it was, beyond relaxing, you know, but the presence, very, very good. Thank you for that practice.
Thank you so much.
It's beautiful. I have a question regarding somatic signatures. So are there repeatable bodily micro signals like breath breaks, like ocular jerks, cranial pulls, things like that, that can indicate when there's a non-local intelligence interfacing? And how should we respond in real time?
Yeah, so a lot of things can happen to us physically when we're becoming aware that we are multidimensional, which can happen at any time. Okay, so any time that you are, because we're multidimensional beings, sometimes we have the misconception that we're going into 5D only, or we're only going into one dimensional space. But in reality, we are constantly moving through many dimensions all the time, every moment. So when you're in the presence of another being, for example, or some higher dimensional being, a lot of things will start to shift energetically. And one of those ways, well, first thing is that majority of people that start to feel the sensitivities in the body, whether it's the cranial jerks, as you said, or pressure changes or some kind of physical response somatically to that, we tend to contract immediately. Now, what happens when you contract is that you drop in frequency. And so two things can happen. Number one is that you will stop remembering what you're experiencing. It doesn't mean you're going to stop experiencing necessarily. It means that you might stop remembering. And that's not good, because for your free will, you want to remember everything. You want to know exactly what you're doing. So the invitation is to practice. And how I train my students is to train lucid dreaming. We need to learn, because that's the best way to learn how to master the subtle energy bodies when they are walking in higher dimensional planes and interacting with beings and all kinds of different things that are interacting with us. We learn how to regulate the nervous system and be able, from the zero point, to cultivate and let that bleed into your dream state. This is important, because when you're back in the body and you start feeling things, you're not letting your body adjust to the frequency without your understanding, because that's usually what's happening. Your body's adjusting to frequency, and then you start freaking out and you pull it back. So the invitation is really that you anchor yourself in the body with as much awareness as possible, non-judgmental observation, and then work with your energy body from there. How I work in these systems is that I invite you to shrink your lower three chakras and expand your heart, throat, third eye. Why? Because as a frequency, that will open you up to higher dimensional beings. And it'll also help you move energy through the body quickly, so that as soon as you encounter something that's a little bit lower, you can kind of choose always to come from the heart immediately. Okay, so the way to alchemize lower dimensional beings is to be in a state of love. So as soon as you start fear, alchemize into love. That will protect you. It will guide you. It will remove you from any environment of frequency. Because you see, one of the things that ET beings do in these contact experiences is that we are very emotional beings and we don't have a lot of control over our emotions. So actually, when you start feeling emotions like fear, we actually are in some way polluting energetically spaces. So a lot of times they will want you to remove your emotions, or they will remove them for you. So for example, they can say the word calm, and then all of a sudden your body goes calm. This is important to maintain the frequency so that you can exist in that experience. For lower entities, they want you to feel fear because that's how they anchor into you. That's how they latch into your energy field, and your morphogenetic field becomes unstable. That's a problem. You don't want your morphogenetic field to become unstable energetically, where all the fields start to have holes in them and parasitic energies can anchor into the body. Okay, so that's why alchemizing with love will seal the energy, because love is not an emotion. It's a bioelectrical geometric structure of light. And when we cultivate love over time, we create something called the Merkaba. Okay, the Merkaba, as you see the shape of the Merkaba, it's two inverted tetrahedron, right? Two tetrahedrons, not inverted, that are essentially the widest band of that is the heart center, the middle of the human body. There's a reason for that. And it goes very deep into the science of that, but I'm going to resume it by saying that the expansion and the coming from the heart is what will create strong structures of light in your body that will help you become centripetal. Centripetal means that your life force is being gathered rather than depleted. So I guess you learn how to create essentially geometric structures of light in your body, and they're going to align with the platonic solids the higher the dimensions you go. So your body will change the way it moves light. So that's a little more advanced, but you need to learn this because most of us are going to be having lots of contact experience coming soon. So
yeah, absolutely. And many have had it. And I'm listening to you, Geraldine, and I'm thinking about something a little different, but connected, about the times I know for sure I'm not here when I dream. And I have such powerful at times other dimensional lifetime experiences. When I wake up here as Debbie in this life, it is very strange and very disconcerting. It takes me a while. I wake up, I go to the kitchen, there's the dogs, there's my partner, there's all the things, but I'm not connected.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm aware of why I'm not connected, that it's almost like my particles and my knowingness of who I am in this life has not made its way back. It takes anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes till I'm fully ensconced back in Debbie Dashinger's life. And it's not a terrible experience, because I'm highly aware of everything that's going on, that I've just been extracted from some other very powerful life experience. But it is, it's foggy, I'll say that, for a while. I don't know if you've ever experienced that.
Yes, it can be. And that's why it's so important to ground in the body immediately. Why? Because when you enter in those higher dimensional layers, you know, you're not really leaving the body. You're there simultaneously. But essentially, the key in how master shamans work with this is that you become simultaneously aware in both, and you learn how to master your energy in both states. So now I can be here and at the same time be on a craft or on another planet or have those experiences. But it requires the growth of the energy body, because this body, when we don't cultivate life force, it becomes very fragile and it can't hold those levels of frequencies unless you leave And that's not really how it's, we should sustain those high vibrational frequencies while we're super grounded in the body. And I guess one of the ways to do that is learning how to grow gray matter in the brain, which takes me to the whole concept of conductivity, because what we're talking about here is a shift in frequencies, right? So you have this super high vibrational frequency, and then the body, which is dense, make your body align to those frequencies, all frequencies. And so the more gray matter you grow in the brain with meditation, the best one to cultivate that is training Vipassana a very long time. So that means just simply train the observer for as much as you can, like try to do it 30 minutes a day every day. And so that grows gray matter even down the spine, which allows you to move fast energy through the body and higher frequency. And so the more you bring yourself into that bliss state of divine union with the divine, it'll be easier. And you're recoupling to the body, which is essentially what's happening, is that you're recoupling with the body will become instantaneous. And essentially what it is that you stay in that interdimensional state 24 hours a day. You're aware the entire time. You're aware when you're sleeping, when you're navigating, and you're aware throughout the day. You're already aware. You just told me you're super aware. So that's incredible. But it's to maintain a continuum of consciousness. But thank you for sharing that. That's incredible.
This is very powerful and beautiful, and I appreciate it. There's a quote from you about one of your hybridization abduction experiences with other beings, and this is a quote from you where you recalled encountering six tall humanoids, and you said, "They are these grays that have giant eyes. The grays, also known as the Zeta Reticulans, tall, slender creatures with large eyes and gray skin." Do you know, Geraldine, why did the grays choose you? Is there a familial connection? Do you have outside or inside qualities that they're interested in? Why you?
Yeah, so I'm not sure where that quote was taken from, but these beings were 7 foot tall, gray like beings, but they were not Zeta Reticuli. Just a lot of people think they just use that name for anyone that looks like a gray, I think. But these beings are actually Pleiadian. So they're grays that are Pleiadian. Yeah, they're 7 foot tall grays. Now, on board the craft, there were also shorter grays, which could be called Zeta Reticuli, but they're not either. They're also less conscious gray type beings that are working for these Pleiadians. That's another topic. So your question about why me? There's nothing special about me. It's just we are all, again, it's in our DNA. I have a lot of Pleiadian. And the Pleiadian and the species, we have a misconception that within certain races, it's all everyone's going to look the same. Everyone's going to be exactly the same blue being or the same gray looking being. Pleiadians should be humanoids. In fact, Pleiadians, there's many different kinds of forms that they take, not just humanoids, not just, humanoids or blondes or, gray type beings, many different kinds, because there are also hybrids within the Pleiadian race. Everyone is hybridized because we are all. The nature of the construct of this universe is oneness. We all have everything inside of us. Okay, so there's not really a pure speciation per se in terms of these kinds of beings. Basically, I have Pleiadian bloodline for many lifetimes. I also have it down my ancestral lineage. My grandmother had contact with Pleiadian beings. I was praying to the Pleiadians since I was a child, since I can remember 4 years old, my eyes would go directly to the seven sisters. I didn't even know the name Pleiades, but I would pray to that since I was a child. And it was a very like reverence, a very divine connection that I had to that. And I was raised in Catholic schools and private schools. It didn't work, So, so it was really interesting. And so I have that, it's in my DNA. And what I noticed with contactees is that they will have the strongest connection, affinity, interest in the planetary systems that they most have present in their DNA. And again, the reason why we have that information is because it's archetypal awareness. Every star system holds a certain geometric structure, dimensional expansion, and all of that helps us understand frequencies that we need to learn how to rebalance within our body. So we have these experiences to remember our purpose here, the gifts that were given to us, and what we're here to share and experience, essentially.
Yeah, it's very true. Even with the Lyran beings, I mean, not everybody looks like a beautiful lion, you know? I mean, you've also got the more cat-like beings, Egyptian cat beings, and the lion beings are of all many different forms and formations, and there are some more warrior-looking, and it's quite beautiful. And I think what you're talking about is very important. As far as I understand, we have thousands of genetics in us as humans that make up who we are. So really what's out there is nothing to be afraid of, because that's family, that's cousins, sisters. And if we have been part of hybridization, as in creating children and so forth, that's a whole nother level of the beings that carry our genetics, et cetera. So I'm very excited for this reconnection with the galactic community. I'm ready for that. And also that we have this dominance of like a proclivity, what species, even though we have so much in us. But there, for me, it is the Lyrans. I very much am connected to the lion beings, and have, I do feel that as family strongly. There's a lot of family there for me. And yet I know also I've been Pleiadian, and I remember when I found out, however many years ago, that a past life, that's a very linear thought form, but still that a past life that we always believe was here on Earth. And then to realize the entire galaxy and cosmos. And then when you take it even further, like Dolores Cannon's work, and you're realizing, you know, I've been a particle, I've been a cloud, I've been a planet, I've created planets, I've been Elohim. It's just masterful how this entire universe works. And it takes us back to what we keep learning to heal the original wound, that there really is no separation, not from anything, not from each other, not from anything.
100%, exactly. Yeah.
So tell us, how can people find you, and what's next for you? What are you working on? How can people work with you?
Yeah, thank you. It was such a joy to share with you. Thank you for the high level conversation. It was so much fun. If you want to connect with me, either hypnotherapy or do some deep shadow work, DNA reprogramming, you can visit my website at geraldineorozco.com. And if you're an experiencer, I have a free support group. It's international. We're a huge group, so please do join us. It's a once a month, and I have a lot of special events that I train telepathy. So we have once a month telepathy training, once a month remote viewing, once a month intuitive. And I also have an energy healing clinic that you guys can join, where we work with energy and healing the body. So definitely, you know, join in my YouTube channel. I go really deep into these topics and talk for 2 hours each time. So you can follow me there if you want to learn more. And as always, it's a joy, and I'm excited for the retreat and the cruise. So thank you, Debbie.
Yeah, because it's a mystery school at sea cruise, are you going to be talking about mystery school things? Are you going to be, because you brought that up so masterfully during this conversation, is that going to be part of how you connect all this information together? And are you connecting it all to Greece and Turkey while we're traveling?
I am. You know, I tend to really work energetically, so I base what I'm going to talk about specifically of the people that are going to be there, the energy that is going to be brought. But yes, I will be, primarily my intention is to talk about earth grids, and essentially how the activation of DNA is occurring through solar changes right now, because our DNA is changing. And as we enter into period 9, which is next year, is the first year of period 9. It's a major initiation for humanity. And so in that initiation, our DNA is being activated. So I'm going to really teach the very intricacies of that activation. And it has a lot to do with the place that we're going and the grid lines in that place, which are assisting, because these are crystalline energy systems that we connect to. We are never called to go somewhere without a healing reason in the grid of our DNA. So I'll be talking about that along with other stuff. And I'm super excited. Yeah, thank you.
Me too. So if you want to join Geraldine and I for the adventure of a lifetime, Greece, Turkey, the celebrity cruise with us and the other amazing presenters through Portal to Ascension awaits for you. You don't want to wait on this. Last year when we went to the Yucatan, the cabin sold out. When they sell out, they sell out. So don't wait till last minute. If you feel it, grab a friend. They even have a bring a friend special for the cruise. You get to dine with us every night. Presentations are included. The cabins are included. The food is included. So that's amazing. And then we go to these ports, and I was going to say portals. but you know what I mean. Both of those. We're going to ports, and we do dock. And we get off and we go on land and we have all these amazing excursions set up. This is for March 2026, but the cutoff is going to be December 8th. And again, even before then, if the cabins sell out, go to Mystery School at CSEA, Mystery School at C.com, so that you can cruise with us and go to these beautiful places and experience these beautiful presentations. And Geraldine, I adore you. Thank you so much for bringing this amazing conversation.
Thank you for having me, Debbie. Thank you.
And I'm ending this show today with this reminder. Integration is not remembering the story. It's reclaiming that you are the author. When we choose sovereignty, timelines choose us. This has been Dare to Dream for curious souls connecting with extraterrestrial life, higher dimensions, and ancient shamanic wisdom. Next week on the podcast, I am speaking with Althea Lucrezia Avanzo, who's going to be offering us multidimensional healing codes. Althea has had encounters with extraterrestrial beings, abduction experiences, and the unexpected discovery of a hybrid child linked to her DNA. She's a dear friend. Be sure to be here next week. And also subscribe to this number one transformation conversation. Leave us a comment and let us know what you got out of the show, what your takeaway is.
Thanks for joining us this week on Dare to Dream. Make sure to visit our website, debbiedashinger.com. That's DEBBIDACHINGER. You can subscribe to the show on YouTube and all major podcast sites, so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you found value in this program, we'd appreciate a like and comment, or tell a friend about the podcast. That will help us out as well. And if you like this conversation, you might want to check out Debbie's shamanic healing programs. And Debbie is available for coaching to write your book, and her company takes your finished book to guaranteed international bestseller. Be sure to subscribe for our next episode of Dare to Dream podcast with Debbie Dashinger, your number one transformation conversation.